traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The irony in the situation about the people who are getting canceled. Yo, if you're going to cancel someone, heed this warning. If you're going to cancel someone, you better make damn sure you've never made a mistake in your life. When you point one finger, 3 point back. Love his toys. We love when it's time for them. Are we rolling? Should we start the podcast that we are on now? Impulsive. Here it is. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
We should start one of the podcasts with 3, 2, 1.
I'd rather have someone do that behind the camera where only we see. They go.
And then the one is silent. Like they do 3, 2.
That's what they do when you're first on your on talk shows on traditional media, right?
Really?
So when you're first, when you do your news clip like on Fox Business, they did that, and your heart starts racing a little bit because it's go time, yeah. Right? You see in the movies they go 5, 4, and then they start pointing and shit. What?
The second that would happen, I would start sweating.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why that part is tricky. They always, when people are always like, yo, like, we're going to get you on a show for your book or for this or whatever, I'm just like, yo, is there any way I could just like send you a pre-recorded clip of it? Is that like cool? I've gotten better, but I still, for some reason, that nervousness. Well,
it's a scary thing. It happens to people all the time.
Really?
And yeah. Especially when some guy's pointing at you, you don't even know. And it's like your moment. Millions of eyes are watching you. So if you're ever going to go on a talk show, just be prepared. That moment is a big one. Prepare for it mentally. Yeah. Have you guys seen Incredible 2? Incredibles 2 lately?
Mm-mm.
All right.
When did that come out? Back in 14?
No. That was Incredibles 1. Incredibles 2 is recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember they did Incredibles, one of the like best animated superhero movies of all time.
Yeah.
I'm watching you stick your gum under the desk.
Hopefully the world is, too. Did we get that?
It's got to be disgusting over there.
Bro, there's so much. It's literally a glob. It's three-dimensional. It comes down like this.
Mountainous ravine. Yeah. He's formed ravines. The Mariana Trench is under that desk via a gum.
I'm going to auction it all off for charity. Scrape
how much do you think you're realistically gonna make from that?
$15.
Incredible.
Wait, yo, for a vlog, I'm not even kidding. I might do this after this podcast for just strictly for content. I might scrape it all off and then give someone in the house like $5,000 to start chewing on it for a minute.
Oh.
Nope.
Ooh, someone would do it. I bet David the German would do it.
He'd probably do it.
But yeah, Incredibles. Remember the first one, and then they made us wait a decade plus.
Yeah, so we could grow up with them.
But they stayed the same age.
Oh, what did that happen? That was Monsters Inc. That was Monsters Inc.
Because yeah, Incredibles literally picked off right where it left off. Yeah. No one aged. But I watched Incredibles 2 over the weekend at the ranch with Josie, and this movie's amazing, and it got me so excited for Incredibles 3, featuring and starring Jack the Baby. I know. Now I know this is a weird way to open a podcast.
Yeah, what's going on?
This has nothing to do with
this.
It just, I'm so excited about my animated films, and I want to see Jack as an adult. He's a polymorph. He has 17 plus powers.
He can do everything.
Everything. Yeah. So imagine, let me paint a picture for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're 35, Mike's age, like cusp of death type shit.
Unfucking real.
And then we get Incredibles 3, and Jack is the main guy, and he's a teenager. He's just kicking
cool.
ass.
Yeah. Cool.
Anyways. Yeah, we had a split up weekend. It was pretty divided here in the Maverick house, but a lot went down.
Oh.
A lot of people got canceled.
Oh, a lot Holy went down hell. Before people even got canceled. A lot of stuff happened here at the house, but I'm sure we're not talking about that.
No, I mean,
well.
What? No.
Yeah,
we're
like
not,
a lot of people got canceled. Yeah, and so, yeah, what were you saying?
No, I don't know. It's just, it's weird, tumultuous times. Coronavirus looks like it's coming back, just like we had predicted because of the protests, especially here in LA. Except I'm wondering, maybe someone has this stat. Cases are spiking, but what's the fatality rate? Like, what are
I just saw something today about San Diego, 437 new cases, one death.
So we're getting better at treating it.
I would Correct. Hope so.
So
I don't know.
So there was a new stat that came out today about mortality rate that Corinna Kopf actually tweeted and then she deleted it. But basically it was with some new statistic added in that the cross age and like cross demographic death rate is for corona is actually 0.5%. So that is your chance of dying as a result of coronavirus. Now, the most important thing is 0.5% of people dying is
it's a lot of people.
And do you want to be one of those 0.5%? Absolutely not. Even more importantly than that, what if someone told you we could get back to life and still spare those 0.5% by simply not being a Karen and wearing the fucking mask?
Wow.
Just wear the motherfucking mask, bro. Like, we for the past few days, we've seen these videos, and I'm sure you're going to get into this about these... I'm trying to think of a way to say politely, stupid fucking bitches going into these grocery stores and throwing and going on tirades.
They're doing it for fun, man. They just want to be heard and seen and yell at.
Is that
someone.
Why though?
They have to.
It has to be such a subconscious.
I hope someone stops me so I could give my peace of mind on them. Like, they have to want to.
I saw a woman throwing her groceries out steaks, one by one,
chicken,
because the manager kicked her out because she didn't have a mask on.
What do you think the real reason is?
I don't
is?
Want her business.
What do you think the real reason is? Because
I think these are angry people. Because my question is this, and I was going to tweet this: do Karens know that they're Karens before they have their Karen moment? Like, do they know? Like, hey, I'm a bitch, and that's just me. And I'm especially bitchy in public in front of people when people are recording. And then they morph into this Karen? Or is it like we all have moments, you know, when we get especially angry or maybe we're extra sad, whatever it is, and an extreme version of ourself comes out. Does that happen? Like, they see red, and does Karen go home, watch the video, and she's like, well, I don't remember
what
any
happened?
Of this. I blacked out completely.
I walked into Trader Joe's and...
How do they not know this is going to happen?
The question I'm asking is why, right? So I've walked into a grocery store. I've started to load up my groceries, and then there've been one or two times where I realize, holy shit, I don't have my mask. It's not muscle memory for me yet. There's a lot of times where
it happens to me all the time,
but I'm getting close. But still, I've had those slip ups, and the person comes in and says, "Excuse me, sir, you have to have a mask on." I literally beeline out of the store. Yeah. I do not want to be the reason that someone's grandma Olive is about to celebrate her 92nd birthday, drops fucking dead. I don't want to be the reason. And so, what is the difference between these people and people like us who just simply say, okay, wow, this is for the greater good? I think, and I hate to do it, we've had a certain side politically that has said that this is a hoax. Now, this is not me fucking being biased. This is a God's honest truthhood that there are certain governors who want to go, or mayors that want to go on stage and say, I can't breathe. And then they take the mask off and they throw it on the ground and they do what that, what's his dude? Psh. Who is the psh?
Oh, Ed Bassmaster.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh my God, he's great.
Psh, like that. Bro, when you downplay the seriousness of a massive pandemic like this, you're going to have people who listen to what you say. I'm not being biased. I'm just saying there's going to be people who listen when you say that it's a hoax, that it's not as serious as some are making it seem. It's very serious. And when people start doing this, all you can really do is just look at it. Would you just look at it?
Other than that, I think it could be just pure resistance to change. You know, it's scary for a lot of people to all of a sudden add something new to their lives and realize that they have to make a change.
You would be lying if you said that putting on a mask wasn't even in the slightest bit frustrating.
Oh, it's not. I'm just saying for some people.
Saying in general.
That like, it is or it, you guys it, see it the, is. It absolutely is.
It's frustrating.
Is.
It's an inconvenience. We forget sometimes. Again, it's not my muscle memory, but yo, I'm not the dude to argue because it's very easy for me to take a fucking sheet out of my pocket and put it over my mouth. Why? I don't understand. Like, you don't need to get frustrated. Karens are not good at frustration management. That's what it comes down to. They are angry people. I just said it. They're looking for that reason to snap. They're the moms at the soccer game who ring their cowbell a little louder than everyone else because they're fucking pissed. Shut the fuck up, Karen. Put on your mask and stop throwing groceries, you cunt.
The majority of them, though, the platform they fall back on and the argument I've been hearing from them is, you don't have the right. You don't have the right to tell me.
But you're wrong.
I don't
deny your hypothesis, Karen. No, if you are in a private establishment, store, I do have the right to tell
you
that in order for us to continue running as a business, because the state is mandating masks
in some states,
you to cover up. And bro, I know some people personally that are that refuse to wear a mask. Like I'm telling you, refuse to wear a mask. Mm. That if the mask mandate, so in some parts of California just got reinstated.
Yep.
That are saying I'll fake a medical I'll say I have a medical condition that I can't wear a mask.
Unreal. With the cards, unreal. The fake cards.
Yeah. Like what's a medical condition? You have acid reflux and the mask could.
Well, they're saying COPD, and you're seeing that online too. You're seeing these people come out like, I have COPD, I have severe asthma, I cannot wear a mask. And now you're seeing the counter side. You're seeing nurses and doctors come on with the oxygen measuring system that says, yo, this is my oxygenation. This is my what my flow of oxygen looks like without a mask. Mm. Here's what it looks like with a mask. And it's the fucking same. It's the exact same, dude. This thing is not stopping air from getting into your lungs. If you are not wearing a mask right now, you're doing it for some sort of ridiculous, selfish reason. That is completely ridiculous. And so, yo, I'm all like, do I want people to get canceled? Cause I know we're going there on this episode. No, absolutely not. But I have no problem with you getting shamed for being that kind of asshole.
Of course.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you guys see when they like first made seatbelts, like you had to legally wear a seatbelt?
Really?
And people would cut them out of their cars and they were like, I'm not wearing a seatbelt. Oh, I don't need it. I never needed it. And like today, would you ever drive down the road without your seatbelt on?
No.
But
I mean, maybe if...
Like if you're going 1 second away.
Especially if someone else is driving.
Well, that's where all accidents happen, by the way, within a mile of your house. Like
absolutely.
The majority.
But that being said... People didn't want to wear their seatbelt because they didn't think they needed it.
And I was one of those guys it wasn't that it was mandated, but when they first started putting the bing, bing, bing.
Oh my God.
Now what's the reason the majority of people wear a seatbelt? Not to protect their life and the life of their children. Just make the beeping stop. That's all I want. I don't care about going through the fucking windshield. I never did. I just don't want to hear that God dang beeping.
It's the worst.
And so I was the 16-year-old that when they first came out, it was a sensor inside the thing. There was no weights on the seat. So I just stuck a piece
Shut
of paper
up.
Inside the seatbelt and it stopped
up.
The beeping forever.
Mike.
Now here's what's different about it. Was that extremely stupid? Yes. Does it fit what you're talking about? Absolutely. But when I crash and go through the windshield, only I die as a result of that stupidity. The problem with the masks is when you don't wear your mask, you increase the rate of transmission to people who can die as a result
absolutely.
Of it. So now that's what makes this one different. People are fucking selfish and it's affecting other people. So it's just wear the fucking mask so we can get through this, dude.
Yeah, and Karen, like we get it. It's not like we all want to wear masks. I mean, maybe some people look forward to wearing the mask. I don't, even though it is Maverick branded and it's fucking sick as fuck. But yeah, just suck it up, huh? Take one for the team. We're all in this together. We're all people. We're all trying to survive on this planet.
That's a fact.
Don't be a Karen.
Yeah, don't do that. Speaking of, that name's got to be going down. Like,
you know what my Postmates delivery name was today?
Karen.
Yeah, but it was a dude.
I respect that.
How does that work? How does that?
I don't know.
I always feel bad for people who have the name that then becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Like girls named Stephanie and they're like, oh, I call her Stephanie. Like every no. Stephanie gets that.
I was thinking about a big one.
What?
Harvey. Like if you like I don't know why, but I feel like Harvey's ruined.
I'm talking about stuff that became like memeified. Like Karen's now or me. Like
you know
some girl comes up to you, she's like, hi, my name is Karen. You're like, you go.
Yo, somebody
could be the sweetest girl ever and automatically like, oh.
I tweeted about Karen's the other day when that first grocery store thing happened, I tweeted that Karen's loved the brand BB for some reason. I just thought because she was wearing that Rhinestone BB shirt, the one that flipped out.
Oh,
and
they
a,
do. They
and
do,
a
huh?
lady named Karen came onto the post. She was a journalist and said, this is name baiting or like name racism, namism. I'll pull the tweet up. No. I'll find the fucking tweet. She said, you are putting all Karens like me in the same basket.
Yeah.
This is namism.
So
she's kind of,
unfortunately, no, by default, that would make her a Karen. That
oh no.
You're exactly what we're talking so about, true. Ma'am. You ironic
further perpetuated
what the fuck? But yo, I, like every girl named Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Or
there you go,
oh,
Mike.
Yo, all she wanna do is party all night.
Mm. Oh, that one. Oh yeah.
Whatever it is, yeah. You know, it must be a generational thing.
Hey,
well, you got the original.
Hey, I got the better one. Let's fucking be honest.
Logan,
bro,
if you can
classic.
Name who sings the original Roxanne, I'll give you $1.
Not Blink 182.
That was very close.
Really?
Dude,
Police likes
yeah.
Blink, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd want to reform these guys or defund, depending on who you are.
Oh, the police yeah. men. The police yeah. police.
Just
funds.
The police. Just the cops. Just the police. Yeah.
That's their name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Great band, by the way, if you're 12 and you want to listen to a great song.
What happened? You said TikTok India. They shut down TikTok
shut
India.
Shut it down?
Wow. That can't be fast.
Let's get some data on this. Are you? I wasn't.
TikTok India. So yeah. Mike told me they shut down TikTok. India bans TikTok
yes.
completely. Holy fucking shit. Dude, a lot of India. Yeah, again, got the thumbs up from Brad.
Yeah, we're going to Indians.
Indians. well, I don't know because.
Indian people? People
Indian,
from India?
Indian people, yeah. Well, because when you say Indian, the connotation as an American.
Wait.
What are you laughing at? The connotation as an American is Native American. So I just want to discern which exactly group of people I'm talking about.
Indiana?
No, see, you're from India. No, sorry. You're from Indiana, but you're Danny.
What do you call you guys? What do you call you? Indianians? Indianites? Is that the word?
No.
You're fucking kidding me.
You're all fucking right, kid.
Just stop.
You're fucking kidding, Mike. So a lot of Indian folks popped off on TikTok and made very successful careers off
yes.
of it.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
massive. So It doesn't surprise me because we've talked about it on the show before. TikTok is straight up ripping all the information you have on your phone. The Chinese government knows everything about us. They watch you when you're masturbating. They know what you search.
They listen to your conversations. But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Give it to us good, Mike.
The move comes after a deadly clash between the Chinese and Indian militaries along their shared disputed border earlier this month. The fighting left 20 Indians dead and an unknown number of Chinese casualties. While India has vowed to retaliate, it lags far behind China in military and economic power, so they shut down TikTok. You kill our Indians, we're shutting down fucking your right to renegade, bitches. No more fucking renegades. No more of it. We're done, dude.
I mean, that's like their surveillance arm, right? They just took out a big piece of the Chinese,
honestly, yes.
Chinese
yes.
battle.
Honestly, yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's crazy. So, okay, so this, it's a pretty political thing then, yeah? Not so much because they are watching you masturbate?
Well, I'm sure it's a mixture, too.
And by the way, do you think about that? Because, like, when I watch porn, I don't know about you, my phone's down here, like, I got an ugly-ass face. Like, when that video comes out of, like, my phone getting hacked and people, like, watching me watch porn, this is the angle. I can't even do this.
Oh, it's like...
It's like this.
Yeah, your double chin.
I mean, but that's okay, though. They're not, like, it's just your face.
No, but it's
you would
just
hope that the other camera isn't pointed in the other direction.
No,
that's what I would
me
hope.
Me too. Me too. I actually put
I get some clout for that shit.
I put my camera or my video that I'm watching under my penis when I jerk off. So the front-facing camera has my penis in
just
it.
Foreground
to,
penis.
Yeah.
Huh?
How do you even like put your arms?
It's
at
tough,
that,
dude. It's tough. I'll sometimes have someone hold it down there. It's weird.
That just seems like such a laborsome process, man. You could probably figure out an easier way to do that.
I mean, dude, jerking off is work, bro. Unless you're in a virtual reality world where the you know, virtual goblin does it for you, which is going to happen soon. We've been assured. But yeah, TikTok India shut down, dude.
Yeesh, man, the poor TikTokers over there.
You said they made a career on it?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
How'd they monetize?
There's ways to monetize on TikTok. I think, what are you laughing at?
Because you just had always made a joke that people were making a living on TikTok. I know you can.
Oh, duh. If you can garner an audience, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to make money. I urge people with an audience to start thinking a little bit more business savvy Because again, if you have a following, there's no reason you shouldn't be making millions of dollars. Mm. Like these TikTokers, I know, because the industry is so new and this happened with Vine, are not not valued the way they should be yet. Anyways.
Well, also there's a... That statement is true, but also at the same time, there's a lot of people out there with followers who like shouldn't even waste their time monetizing. They bought followers. They got them through some, you know what I'm saying? Through some sort of fucking...
Is there conversion through TikTok? Like, can you sell a product on TikTok and people like...
They just added link in bio. So now like you can, I posted my drop video on TikTok, my commercial, and said, yo, the link's in the bio, and they can now go to your bio and click a link.
That's actually
pretty cool. If you're verified. Which the Indian people, I'm sure that you're talking about, were.
I wonder when that's going to happen to the U.S. Can you imagine the United States bans TikTok? Thousands of careers gone overnight. What are you now? You can't say TikTok star. You're just a star. You had what it took, and you did it. Now you're just a star.
Vine shut down.
But for, yeah,
it not, happened, not man. For, yeah. Like it happened before. It will most likely happen again.
Wow. Well, this is not new for the U.S. Community, government community. I mean, the NSA and CIA have been talking about TikTok. You're not allowed to have it if you're a government.
Oh, that's
employee.
True. That's yeah. true.
Like they've been talking about it for a long time. Like he said. I mean, there's massive proof that they are watching 90% of masturbation sessions that happen in this country.
Here's something cool on iOS 14 that's about to come out.
Big Sur.
For the phone. There's a little indicator in the top right corner that shows when the app is using your microphone and camera and when it has, if it has in recent past.
That's very nice.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah.
How many times have you talked about something in real life? Not even Googled it. Yeah. Nothing phone, no technology. You've talked about it.
Yeah.
The next time you're scrolling through Safari, an ad for that thing pops
up. There it is.
That freaks me the
fuck out. All the time.
No, but explain.
My story is a little bit different because you know the backstory.
Not just you, Mac. I'm saying, well, how does that happen?
How does that happen? Someone somewhere might be listening. I don't know if we like.
Come on.
For Facebook, as an example, I'm pretty sure like any messages that you're sending in their Messenger app would like they have to get processed through Facebook's system, message sending system, right?
Yeah.
So they're sending text through their system. At some point in that chain, I would imagine that there's something that's maybe reading it. That's not like storing the information, but just analyzing the linguistics.
Clear
that you're
your
using.
Cookies, ladies and gentlemen.
I got rid of that app because when you agree to that app, you're agreeing to give them that access to.
Yeah, but that's so they can serve you ads that work better for you. I mean, how many apps do you have that ask you, do you want to have ads that are based on your search results?
Bro, ads ruin all everything.
Of
ads ruin
some everything. Of them are told- in the terms of agreement that no one has ever read ever. Literally ever. When have you ever actually read one of those?
Never. The TOS.
But according to every single thing that you've agreed to, you've read it.
I don't care, bro. Apple gives me the new phone. Terms and conditions pop up. They could say, yo, we own your life. I don't give a shit. I need to use my iPhone. Yeah. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
How many
click
do you
the
think-
button. I'm not a robot. Enter capture code 6HZ14.
Which one has a bus in the picture?
All of them, bitch.
Somebody's going to send you a contract after this episode that just, like, so many people.
If you're in the Maverick Club, I'll give it to you. You can own my life.
Damn, dude. Fucking ad fucking
There's some terms of service agreement that you've agreed to that your life is gone.
South Park made an entire episode about it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because no one reads. Again, you. What
South
you,
Park just got in some hot water. Duh. Oh, I mean, duh. They're.
Really?
But yeah, they're. What episode was it?
All of them?
I mean, they're all ridiculous, they're but they like dude. Borderline on the edge of all sorts of ridiculous humor that you can't say anywhere else.
Family Guy's the same way.
Yeah, I know. But
we put on some episodes the other night, and I was just listening to their jokes and their humor. And I couldn't. I was laughing. It was funny,
of course,
but I could not believe.
Of course, dude.
The guy that does the voice of Cleveland Brown is stepping down, stepping back.
No way. Yeah.
Who started it? The which voice was the first? There was a woman who was the first. Oh, the girl from Big Mouth, the black girl from Big Mouth. She
wait really
was voiced by a white actress, and she stepped down and kind of set the tone because they want. I actually don't hate
Jenny
this.
Jenny Slate. Yeah. Jenny Slate stepped down.
Yeah, I like this idea. They want African American. You know, it gives African Americans the job that they should have. You know what I'm saying? So I was cool with it.
That's cool.
But I'm not. I think it's a, once again, it's a personal thing. Like, I don't think the Cleveland guy should have felt like he had to step down.
Was it a white guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I actually can get behind that in a big way. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, like in the past, obviously it was what it was, but, times are changing. You just got to be a little bit more self-aware. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And if you continue to do that, I could see how that could become a problem. It'll be interesting to see how and who they replace it with and how similar the voices are.
Is that show still going? There's still new episodes of Family Guy coming out?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to check out Fox. Easily the best cartoon of all time.
When's the last time you guys watched TV?
Every night.
Football games.
Football games? Like talking about television. Talking about cable television.
Oh, yeah. No, never.
Football.
Yeah.
Sports.
When's the last time you watched a football game? Not recently.
Last season for the Eagles games.
Okay.
Go Birds.
You're an Eagles fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I fucking
did you know that?
I did not. You know, I was a massive Eagles fan
since Donovan McNabb. It's a long time.
Logan had a dub named Donovan McNabb.
Shut up.
Yeah, and a fat head of Donovan McNabb. He was my favorite.
At least your fat head wasn't of Shane Dawson. That would be awkward.
Yeesh, man. He does have a fat head.
I'm
not bullying. I'm just literally talking like the size of his head. I notice is bigger than most.
Better humans. Preface that you're not bullying, dude.
So I'm gonna be honest. I'll bully the shit out of goddamn.
Let's go.
Title of the episode, the main topic.
Let's
Logan
do this.
Paul is a bully. No, but if some people deserve to get bullied. Bullies deserve to get like I'll bully the bully. I'll bully up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
cool.
I'm just no strictly talking about the size of his head, bigger than the average human. Same with my brother. Everyone who sees Jake goes, yo, your head is larger than mine. Him, Jenna Marbles, quite the rough route.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, it's not just them, right? I mean, so many other people have been, they're coming at Portnoy heavy for some jokes he made about Kaepernick back in the day. I mean, if they can find something on you right now, even if it's 15 years ago, they're going to pull that shit the fuck up, bro. It is a crazy, crazy time to be an
like
entertainer.
I've recently seen that this is a true age of verification. Everything you do and say is forever like registered on the digital sphere, and forever it's going to be there as long as you know things don't get shut down.
Yeah.
But you know, it keeps people honest and it makes people hopefully now that everyone has seen what can be dug up in their own pasts. You know, just keep you open and honest to the things you're actually saying. And if you say anything that's hurtful or anything negative, it's going to be brought up eventually.
Right. Well, I want to get into it, but can you give some context as to what we're talking about?
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Because I said this before the show, coming from a dude who was canceled in a big way, probably one of the biggest ways ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am semi invested into these stories, about XYZ getting canceled. I'm curious what the cancel culture looks like, how people will bounce back, what they're being canceled for, if it's warranted, etc. I have my own opinions. These particular ones, I didn't really care.
Wait, which ones? What are you talking about?
Shane specifically, because I never watched him.
Yeah.
Never have. Don't really know much about him other than he like low-key kind of trashed my brother.
Yep. And you. He's definitely said some things about you as well.
And Jenna did too. And I did watch a lot of Jenna Marbles growing up. And it was, I remember the day she followed me on Instagram. It was a big deal.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And then, you know, now, the other day, I go online and a video that now has 9.2 million views. Jenna Marbles is quitting YouTube.
Quitting YouTube.
What?
Yeah, quitting YouTube. I got a...
I got a minute and a half in, and I was like, damn.
Because of her doing blackface during a Nicki Minaj video some years ago, was it a decade ago probably now? And obviously Shane is being canceled for some other things, such as how do you even voice this?
We should not compare these.
No, I'm not comparing them. I just want to give the listener some context as to why they're being canceled. So Jen has had a number of issues, but the blackface is one of them from this Nicki Minaj clip. And then Shane stuff is
it's all like this weird like sexualization of young children. Animals. I don't. It's just it. His is bad. His is. I'm gonna be honest. His is worse than mine. Partially because when I did my thing and I made my mistake, I think people understood that I was in many ways still a child. I still am, but there was a lot of room to grow. 22-year-old, a lot of room to grow. In the past 3 years alone, like I'm a completely different person than the dude who did that. Although Shane was younger when he did these things, he's an adult now, and there's less room to grow. Like, I don't know if people as willing to listen to his change because they see what they see now, and they saw what they saw in the past, and it's hard to separate that. It's hard to. I had the luxury of being able to grow out of it, and people being able to viscerally see me change.
So I see what you're saying. So you were young at the time that the mistake came out, and people were like, "Oh, he's young, present tense. He's young. He'll get better."
No. I don't even think they said that. I just did, and they saw it. They witnessed it. Not even open. They just. There was no, if you followed my journey at all, you'd know there was an evolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't do they get a chance to evolve now? They've been, because after this, Shane anyways, like sort of set in stone, because by the way, we've been here before with Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
We've been here before. In that video we made, like as I said, Shane, you were scaring the children. He's got a weird, creepy past with fucking pedophilia, like kids and sexualizing animals in a weird way. We had the coming on the cat thing. I've seen looking at a thread here of him like making out with dogs and like sticking his face in their crotch, and people can change, but at what point is that who he is? Is the point of contention here with Shane Dawson? Because again, I don't follow him. I'm not so invested in this, but I know this one's bad. I don't know how much coming back there is from this.
As far as being, you know, recognized as a public figure and someone that people can look up to, probably not. He could change behind the scenes and, you know, still maybe live a respectful life.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, I think this whole fame thing is like it's a very beautiful gift that can be taken away from anyone at any time. And you got to earn it, and you got to maintain it and stay proper to who you are. That's the good side of you. But this, that's pretty ugly.
This whole thing is like his case aside, because I was talking about it earlier as we first started talking about this. Portnoy and Barstool has been getting some heat because of some stuff they said about Kaepernick and his hair and him potentially being like an ISIS operative, some stuff that was several years back. And you get into this whole conversation, this whole thought about the person. This is not, Shane aside, let's talk about Jenna and Portnoy. This is not about Jenna and Portnoy. This is about the culture and how they feel about the jokes being made. There was a time when the culture was receptive to any of this stuff. There was even a time a while back where putting your face in a cat's vaginal area, making a joke about bestiality was completely fine.
Sort of.
The kids stuff is different.
I'm still saying sort of.
Well, around for it. You were barely alive yet. That's what I'm saying.
So of the many things that social media is, it's very good at giving the collective a voice. So few people who did have a problem with him, you know, giving a dog a blowjob or whatever.
So crazy.
You could, dude. I mean,
he wasn't actually doing it.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
He wasn't actually blowing the dog, was he?
No, but his face is definitely in a dog's dick, motorboating a dog's penis.
But like that joke, if Chris Farley had made a joke, which by the way, there is a video of either Jim Carrey or Chris Farley or somebody having some sort of set. Those kind of jokes ruled the 90s. Those kind of jokes ruled the 90s.
Because no one could stand up and say, yo, hey, we all,
No, they couldn't stand up. No, they couldn't stand up and say that because they were dying laughing. Everybody was cracking up at these jokes. What I'm trying to say to you is this. This is not because people are outdated or people aren't changing. It's because the culture is. And so what I'm saying here is that very honestly, the way that Portnoy said it, and once again, take Shane out of it, but Portnoy said very clearly about my joke that I made 10 years ago, my response to the cancel culture on it is fuck you. I'm not apologizing. I'm not sorry about shit. Because when I said it, it was completely and utterly okay. And now you want to go back in time? Mm-hmm. Listen, there was a time in this country where men made the decision not to give women the right to vote. If you came up to me right now and said, yo, 50, 60 years ago, you didn't let my mom vote or my grandma vote, I would be like, fuck 100 you.
100 years.
Thank you. 19. I would say, fuck you, dude. I don't know shit about it. I wasn't a part of it. Don't know anything about it. So this idea that people can crawl back into the coffers of time, dig up a piece of footage without context and use it against you in a different culture is ridiculous. Hard stop. It's not indicative of who you are as a person. It's indicative of the culture and how accepting they are of the things you said years and years and years ago. Now, if he does it again now, different story.
It's a different story in general. Again, the circumstantial specifically for Shane, because I have a thread here.
Of disgusting.
It's like 30 times. One of them is on his podcast, and the woman's like, yo, you're sounding like a pedophile. Fucking stop. Yes, and he's like, yes. Yo, I like Google babies' penises. I pretended to be a pedophile.
You can't say that. Bro, you can't ever say that.
No, what's wrong with you?
There's no audience where that's okay. That's separate.
Parlaying what you said,
yeah.
I do feel bad for Jenna Marbles, because there was a time when times were timey. There was a time when things were different.
Yeah.
And Jenna is feeling the immense pressure of the culture shift and no longer wants no longer wants to make anyone upset. I love her intention. It's unrealistic.
Completely.
Good luck. Good luck.
Completely.
You sign up to make videos on the internet, you are going to piss someone off. I don't give a fuck who you are. It is impossible to make everyone happy. It sucks that she's gone this route because she gave up.
That sucks.
It is a shame, and it is so interesting to see that the people who once castrated me and lambasted me for my mistakes are now the ones under fire and are cracking under the pressure completely and giving up. Mm. I think it's an immense definition of character, what you do when you're canceled. It'll be interesting to see what Shane Dawson does next. I'm slightly concerned for him because I know he's a bit more fragile mentally when nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Let me tell you boys something. When you're getting canceled, mm-hmm. and the weight of the world is on your shoulders and everyone's spitting on you and saying hurtful shit and the whole entire Smith family denounces you, he's going through it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going through it in a major way. And although, obviously, I do not agree with anything he did in the past regarding his sexuality, any of the things he got canceled for, I do wish Shane strength in getting through this. This too shall pass. Hang on and find a way to just improve and get better. I think I do not think cancel culture is real. It's the name of the thing we apply when a group of people say fuck this person and denounces them. The true effect of cancel culture will be felt whether or not you continue to watch the person who got canceled. That's on you. I didn't watch Shane Dawson. I never did.
Yeah.
So this doesn't affect me. But will people continue to watch him knowing what type of person he is? That's on you. If they don't change, fuck them. If they don't change and you continue to watch him, fuck you.
Or just do whatever. Dude, there's a whole space in this world, and people forget, where the whole idea of your programming is to offend other people. Stand-up comedy, huge example of it. You just sit there and diss people. Even up till 5 years ago, you would sit there, you would make fun of people's race, their sexuality, all of it. That is what stand-up comedy lives on and breeds on.
Yeah.
And so, like, yo, just because, and I'm not saying that's okay or not okay, but what I'm saying is, just because the cancel culture or the or these people who are offended decide that you've offended them, it doesn't really make any kind of, the only thing that it will touch really is your brand money.
Yeah,
that's it. And we saw this with you.
Yep.
And then a year later, the brands were back knocking on the door. Yo, everything seems to be good here. These people have kind of forgotten about it. And so it's like the thing that we need to keep in mind, though, is the most important part of this. And this goes all the way to politics and entertainment and everywhere, is this is a very slippery slope that we live on. You think that I'm joking about it. But in 20 years, if we keep going down this slope, this podcast will get pulled because bald people wouldn't like the fact that we had hats on and say, you shouldn't be covering up the fact that you don't have the perfect hair you wanted. You should be proud of it. And hats are against the will of the hairless. And we will, like, you think it's funny, but 10 years ago, the shit people being canceled for now was funny. Mm-hmm. 20 years before that, the shit people have been being canceled for now was out of this world ridiculous. Would never believe it. So it's a slippery slope. You guys know that I'm middle of the road, even slightly left. But on this particular topic, I lean a little bit in the other direction because this is a slippery fucking slope, dude. Where does it stop? The slope? Someone will be offended mm-hmm. by everything. There's someone with nine fingers watching this show right now as I do this saying, yo, fuck this kid. He shouldn't have a platform. He has all of his digits. It's a problem. And if that voice snowballs, you've got a major issue.
People with less than 10 fingers have now
add them to the list of the groups of marginalized people Mike is pissed off. People with nine fingers. What else we got?
The hairless. In 10 years, the future hairless.
People with no torsos.
But they had hair. They had hair now, and then in 10 years, when they naturally lost their hair over time,
they're pissed.
Yeah, they get pissed off.
And see, that's what I'm talking about. They think it's funny now. They think it's funny now while they still have their hair. They think this joke's funny. But in 10 years, when they lose it, fuck that person. He shouldn't have a show. That's what you're seeing here. You're seeing a culture who 10 years ago was laughing at the very jokes that they're saying are not okay now.
One thing that I think is so interesting is if you're willing to have a platform such as this and you're willing to speak your mind, that you also have to be willing to be made an example of.
Absolutely.
If you do or say anything incorrectly. So how do you make your, if you're a humor-based thing, how would you make your jokes not be at the or expense of someone else, but maybe like what else are you making jokes about? Situational comedy, yeah. Or are you doing what are the jokes about if you can't attack but make fun of a person or a certain type of person such as Karens or
that's whatever. Indicative of the type of artist you are. If you're a comedian that can only make offensive jokes, you're not a comedian.
That's true. You're
like that's nah, you
but you still have to find jokes. But, like you're talking about wearing a hat, like maybe let me turn my hat around and be a douchey baseball player.
It's just what I've always said about comedy is fear is the killer of comedy. If you have to approach every joke you make with a 9 to 10 second pause, review team, discretionary decision making, what if this joke offends a person who can't sit and listen to it because I'm sitting when I make it? Fuck. That is a comedy killer, bro. Comedic killer. Comedy is about wit, speed, and being in the moment and proper
and
delivery.
Delivering the truth, right? In a way that makes people laugh about it. As long as, you know,
but
as long as there's truth in it.
The mentality of comedians will shift. Like, comedians are comedians. They're going to make you laugh no matter what. They don't need to say some fucked up shit or what is deemed fucked up shit today to make it. And I think that'll be emblazoned in their mind as they continue down their path. And in their career.
Or it won't be. And you'll see the people that turn the middle fingers up to it. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of respect for those people, dude. And also for the people who, sorry, I have respect for it unless it's a real cause. Like, and I think as a collective, we decide what those are. Yes, you should absolutely not be making racial jokes in this current climate or ever again after what we've seen happen over the past few years. Sexuality, a touchy topic where people actually die as a result of things that are said. Don't make those jokes. But as you get to some of these fringe issues, that's when I start to have a problem with the movement. Mm-hmm. And it gets there. You see it on Twitter. You see some of these fringe issues and you're just like, fucking stop. Like the Karen with the name-ism. We laugh. But it will continue to happen.
I don't disagree.
It scares me quite a bit.
I disagree. Yeah, I'm sure a clip from this podcast will be ripped. How much are we willing to listen to people and watch them grow and evolve? You know, like Jenna, for example. Mm-hmm. She's a completely different person than when she was in those videos. She privated one of it was a music video that I remember watching back in the day. I was just like, I was 9, 10, or however old I was. And I was like, this isn't, it was called, it was a dick one. Show me your dick. I don't give a fuck, boy. I want a two side, whatever. And I watched her video and she privated it. And I was like, oh no. Like, it's a shame that it has taken the toll it has on her and on everyone else. I also just think it's the irony in the situation about the people who are getting canceled. Yo, if you're going to cancel someone, heed this warning. If you're going to cancel someone, you better make damn sure you've never made a mistake in your life. When you point one finger, 3 point back. And every person, not every, a lot of people who denounced me back in the day and canceled me back in the day have either come out as frauds, pedophiles, racists, or hypocrites. Just be fucking like.
What's the saying?
Aaron Paul.
Those
who say fraud.
Those who
fraud.
Live in glass houses shall not cast stones.
Or he who has not sinned shall throw the first stone.
Same thing.
No one's throwing stones because we ain't perfect. Every human on this planet makes mistakes. Some of us just happen to have cameras in front of us. And again, I'm not validating this, but at what fucking point? People can change, people can learn, people can grow, adapt, evolve, be better. Or maybe you keep giving dogs blowjobs, Shane Dawson. I don't fucking know. That's not my business.
Also, just, you know, a couple last notes on it. First of all, if you've been canceled, your life is not over. You're like I'm sure you fell apps. Listen, let me tell you something really quick.
Current life.
Here's a saying. Ready? The world needs ditch diggers too. You will always have a job. Life will always go on. And let me tell you something that you may not believe right now if you've been canceled and you're watching this. Something about that simple life off camera might just be a little bit more fun than you think it is. A little bit less pressure on your back. A little bit less people calling you this, calling you that. Less comments to read. Less brandy. Like, I think people, like, being someone who just left that world, there's a lot of simplicity and joy that comes out of selling oranges by the side of the freeway and not having social media. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been canceled by this YouTube bubble culture and you can't make YouTube videos anymore, like, I promise you, life is going to be okay for you. I promise you. The other thing is, I put out a tweet the other day that got a bunch of love. People are so surprised that influencers acted reckless at some point. Like, these creators are just as fucked up as your hometown buddies. Just because they could hold a camera and use iMovie doesn't mean they're angels. Like, everybody's like, my Shane Dawson? Or he was different because people had already been calling him out on stuff. But we're just like you. Like, people make mistakes. They grow at the rate they grow in their life. Like, people act so surprised when this video gets uncovered. Like, I believe in a lot of ways, entertainers are held to a much higher standard than the general public.
And rightfully so.
Yeah,
we're the pacemakers, man.
Yeah, maybe.
It's up to us to set a good example. Here's the problem. I can tell you for a fact, I didn't sign no goddamn paper that said I'm a sign up to be a good example or a role model. You think I want to be a role model when I came out of the scene? No, fuck that. I want to be reckless and do dumb shit. But then you got eyeballs on you. Now, like, low key, if you have eyeballs on you and you have an audience, it is your responsibility to garner the future. And the people watching you, it's kind of one of those things. Like, unfortunately, you have to do it.
The biggest problem has been the people, and the ones that are running into the most trouble are the people that do act like they're perfect.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
day after day. Yo, this person's a pedophile, but he canceled me. This person's a fraud, and he's acting on a Black Lives Matter movement commercial. Canceled me. This person turns out to be racist. This person's transphobic. Like. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Again, if you're going to put out a cancel tweet, you better be a perfect human being. And guess what? Nobody's fucking perfect.
I came out and the first thing I did was put out a book about how I was the biggest scumbag in the entire world. So I said this the other day. I was like, yo, here are some of the most disgusting things you could ever possibly read. I did absolutely every single one of them. I suck. So now when I do something really good for society, people are like, oh, holy shit, Mike's bikes for the benefit of addicts? This motherfucker. You know, like people are surprised. Like, holy shit, he doesn't just sell crack. This kid's fucking onto something here. But yeah, if you're acting perfect, dude, you better fucking be perfect. And you're not.
Well, you know what is? These Raycon earbuds.
Wow.
Whether you're working from home or you're working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to. Not what your roommates, neighbors, significant other children are listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for conference calls or binging podcasts. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. Now's the time to get your latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Logan. It's buyraycon.com/Logan for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds.
Nice job.
Yeah, Evan really likes them. Raycon. They're great. Evan was beaming about it. He loves listening to. You even just did a
tomorrow, the day this comes out, my night shift should have one. I mean, they really are. You know, the price is great and wow, headphones.
Can you drink and ride a horse? We were doing that. Is that illegal? Can you drink and ride?
Yeah.
You can? You sure? That's all that we like. Yeah, I know cowboys are into that. But at what point is that just as dangerous as like cuz you got to control this. Some Danny.
HUI.
Eugene was going ham. Oh yeah, yeah. A lot of my friends been falling off of
horses.
No, just like things, dude. I caught you tripping over the lawnmower on a security camera.
I caught
Jake tripping over the love sack. People are just falling around my house.
I did it on purpose to make
gravity's
you,
going
to make
extra
you laugh.
Hard these days.
Gravity's a bitch. I was thinking about it last night. Ironically enough, I was thinking about gravity. It doesn't make any sense. What is it and why? Mm. Why? I lifted my head off the pillow, and then I let it go and went right back down. And it's just not cool.
My theory is that gravity is an accumulation of time.
Nice shot.
Well, wouldn't that mean that the rate of which gravity pulls would increase over time?
In the cosmic scale, potentially.
So
yes.
You're saying the dinosaurs were floating?
No.
What are you saying?
Or do not know what you're saying,
no,
which is
I do.
Fine.
I really do.
Okay. That's
like,
what it sounds like.
You know, no. I think about, this is like what I think about when I walk around outside. You guys see me walking around.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know, just like, granted that there was a Big Bang event and all of matter and existence was scattered throughout space, it's possible that the gravitational pull from a higher dimension looking down could be could have started at zero and increased with time. And if the universe is able to recollapse, there would be a gravitational change or differential and time would flow through it differently.
Is that the same guy who got acid from last time today? Or
it had to be.
No. Same guy.
Okay. You know who would know the answer to these questions?
Joe Rogan.
Jack from The Incredibles 2.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, one of his powers, he can go to an entirely different dimension. Thank you for watching Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Watch Incredibles 2. Again, if you're going to cancel someone, make sure you're perfect. I bet you are. You freaking dirty dogs. Perfect human beings. You guys rock. Hit that subscribe button. Sign up for the Maverick Club. We're giving away our first $10,000. This week, and our challenger giveaway is beginning. What?
We're a little early.
We're
50 minutes. I was looking over. I was like, because usually you ask. Oh, we could definitely crack a short episode. The only reason I am a little cautious of it is I think we're taking a seasonal break next week.
Let's do Tuesday.
Oh, we are taking a seasonal break.
We got a guest tomorrow. I mean, I got some more topics here we can hit really quick. We got a guest tomorrow. Who agreed?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, we got a pastor. Or is that a pastor?
Yeah.
A very famous pastor. So we're gonna be talking about religion.
Yeah,
a little
Carl
bit
Lentz.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
or
it's
at
gonna
least,
be interesting. Because I'm not overly religious as most people in this house know. Yeah. I'm also not an atheist. So like I'm the open book. I'm gonna ask the questions that need to be asked.
Sure.
And I want to hear the answers that I've been looking for.
Are we stopping? Or are we
I
going?
Think so. Yeah, I think yeah, we're gonna cut the shit right now.
Which sucks because the only other Target dropped Shane Dawson's book after recent controversies.
So what you said is so accurate. The only thing that really changes is the brand dollars and public perception. Like, I hate to say this, but his is worse than his is bad. Yeah. His is very. Even Jake was like, his is bad.
What
his
pissed
is
off the Smiths too? Like, how do you?
That was the axe in the straw that broke the camel's knee.
You know the reason I'm really upset, dude, that we have to get off after 14 minutes today is because this is really the only time that I get to spend time with you nowadays. Ever since you completely stopped talking to me, and because you have a relationship with a person that you care about more than me and your other friends, and don't talk to us anymore at all. So it was really cool spending 14 seconds with you today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your fucking day.
I got good vlog stuff. I got ideas, boys. I've been hella inspired lately, and I don't know why. I gotta pinpoint it. As a vlogger, it's all about ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like I have to vlog. Sometimes I'm like I get to vlog.
I've been writing more lately too.
Really,
there's something in the air. Must be a gravity shift.
You're loving. You told me today you were feeling really inspired.
I don't know why. I just like the idea of just capturing my life is so exciting to me. It's honestly part of the reason I have a problem that we always wrestle with is like to film or not to film. How much of your life is yours and how much do you give to the public? And the majority of my life in the past had been given to the public. Now it's like, still it's a lot. It's a lot of my life.
How long do you think you go for?
Not too long. I don't think. I mean, maybe
like another two, like year or two. Yeah. Or what?
Hey, man. Don't test it while he's in his prime. Just let the.
It was just
the beast be.
I was just curious. That's all. I just didn't know if you had an idea or you had.
I love making videos. Like I will be making videos for the rest of my life. What kind of videos they are, I don't know. Will they be on YouTube? I don't know.
Maverick Club. This here is timeless. This here is timeless.
I'll be doing this shit for the rest of my fucking till the day I croak. I'll probably croak on impulsive. Can you imagine?
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
I'll be 150 years old. It'll be the day I'll go.
125 years ago, I told you I would do it today,
and then I'll go.
Welcome back to.
See you guys later.
And wither. And by the way, fuck wither. I want to dissipate instantly. I want to vaporize.
Oh,
if something
God.
Could just go poof and I turn into a thousand
atomize.
Billion molecules.
You atomize.
Yeah.
Flash
or de-atomize.
That's what I want.
Can I be cremated and put on this desk?
In a
like
urn?
Just like just scattered.
Urn?
Urn. You guys ever seen the video of Michael Jackson walking around the store just buying urns?
No, that's weird.
Is that the way? I don't think it was just urns. It was a bunch of
like
expensive shit,
a bunch
right?
of expensive stuff, yeah, all $250,000, yeah. $500,000.
He's like, I'll take that one.
It was okay that Michael Jackson was chilling with little kids. Like, what?
No.
Like, yes, it was. Yes, it was. They would go to his house. Yeah. They would go to his house. Macaulay Culkin would go to his house like, bye, Ma. Going over to Michael's. And he would go there.
That's so
and
weird.
And party late so into the weird. Night with Michael Jackson. He was like 12,
didn't he have an amusement
bro.
Park?
Yeah,
he did. Why do you think he built that one?
That is so weird.
So the Home Alone kid could come ride around on his fucking roller coaster.
Bro, what's wrong with the parents of these kids that they thought this was okay? And then moreover, Michael Jackson or not, world's biggest pop star or not, creepy fucking looking dude,
yeah,
creepy sounding
especially
dude.
In the end. Yeah. Especially in the end.
I'll take care
of
your kids. Like, yeah. No, I don't think you are going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and be the parent that I'm supposed to be.
Is there
a funny,
he took
parent.
Care of them.
Mike, has there been like a long format thing on Michael Jackson's life yet? I don't know anything.
Yeah, it's called Dave Chappelle Show. He does jokes about it all the time. Remember he made that joke? He was like, Michael Jackson sucked my dick.
Bro,
dude,
oh my God, he can say anything.
Bro,
Dave
can
Chappelle
anything
can say
wants,
anything.
Bro.
Are we done now?
It feels like we're just kind of killing time.
I just want to hit an hour.
What do you mean?
Where are we at?
You
already hit an hour. FDA?
The Federal Drug Administration?
5824?
Yeah.
All right, we got a minute and a half. Dude, we got this.
Guys, I got something cool.
What do you got?
I had a good Saturday.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You got
really
no.
Good.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I met a young lady and she's cool, inspirational,
really?
Smart.
Where'd you meet her, Mac?
You know, around.
Why do you bring up a topic then not want to talk about it?
Because I'm silent about those kinds of things. But
evidently not.
Yeah.
Evidently not.
I'll take Mac's side on this one. He just wants to celebrate. Like, I do this sometimes, too, and I get shit for it on the show about how I bring up a topic that we can't talk about. We did it. Yeah. I did it again on this.
Stop doing it. It's so easy. Stop.
I talked about it. I talked about it to the level I wanted to talk about it.
I'm glad you're satisfied. Me too.
Mac, I hope the audience is too. Now that you know that Mac found the woman and you don't know anything about her, anything about the relationship, or anything about the intricacies of their hangout.
Exactly. There's a nice picnic. I could say that.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. Now we got a lot, dude. But the one I did earlier where we were going to talk about our stuff, I didn't know if he wanted to talk about it or not. So I was trying to lead you in like a horse to water. You decided that lake was toxic and I won't drink from it. So this one was different. I didn't know if we could talk about it or not.
I made your horses drink water. When I took those pictures.
How can you do that? Because I know you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Can you talk to animals?
I can speak to them, yeah.
Oh, can you telepathically communicate with them?
No, I can't do that.
You got work to do, man.
Oh, you can?
Oh, for sure.
Not everyone's an oracle, Mac. I rode my horse to the water trough, and I wanted to get him drinking so you could take that, or David could shoot it. And I turned to Danny because she's a horse expert. And I was like, Danny, how do I make the horse drink? And she goes... Logan, there's actually a saying about this. She goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I said, wow, I'm the guy. I'm that dude. They literally made an entirely universally renowned saying because of my exact scenario. I'm a fucking idiot. Thank you for watching Impulsive. It's a great show. We love doing it. And we'll be around for the next 125 years until I croak on this set. Spotify, we're coming for you.
Yeah, hurry up.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.